Am I interrupting something, baby? Oh, I'm not. So, I didn't just see you with your hands down your pants, touching yourself without permission? Oh, so then, what did mommy see? What did mommy just see right now, huh? Did I see someone being a good little baby for me, or did I see someone being naughty? Oh, so you were being bad. Well, you know what happens when you're bad, right? When you're bad, you get punished by mommy. And since you couldn't keep your hands to yourself, and you were so turned on, I think the punishment should fit the crime, don't you agree? So what I'm thinking, and what you are going to do, is you're going to take that pillow that you sleep on every night, and you're going to take off your pants, and you're going to grind against it until you come. Of course, you're not allowed to come without mommy's permission, and you're not allowed to stop until I say so. But tonight, when you go to sleep, I want you to fall asleep right in that mess you made. I want the smell to consume you. I want every single breath you take tonight while you're trying to fall asleep to remind you of what a naughty little baby you've been for mommy. And that's your punishment. I know right now it's probably going to feel so good just to rock your hips along that pillow. You're not even going to remember how good it felt. Not tonight when you're trying to get some sleep and you just keep getting yourself turned on. See, I know how you work, baby. I know this is going to get you horny. I know you're going to love it so much. It's going to be torturous, but it's going to be fun. It's nothing you don't deserve. After all, you were the one who decided you were big enough to touch yourself, didn't you? Yeah, that's right. You decided that you didn't have to follow the rules anymore, that you were big and could make decisions for yourself, but the last time I checked, that's kind of my job, isn't it, baby? You're too little to know what's good for you. You're too little to touch yourself. No, what you were doing is something that is reserved for mommy and mommy only. So the fact that you're itty-bitty brain thought it was okay to touch yourself like that? Well, we need to correct that. I wouldn't want to have a baby being naughty. After all, you want to be good for me, don't you? You want to be good for mommy, right? I know you do, baby. I know you do, but you're so little that sometimes you just... You don't know. You don't understand. You don't know why the rules are in place always, but they're there to keep you safe, to protect you. I keep a strict leash on you because I love you, baby. That's why I'm making you do this. That's why you're humping that pillow right now. Right now, it probably feels so fun. It feels good because, I mean, you're probably going to get to come. But tonight, when you're trying to fall asleep, all your brain's going to be thinking about is this. You're going to be thinking about mommy's voice. You're going to be thinking about mommy catching you with your hand down your pants like a little kid. Aw, you are so fucking pathetic. Really, some people actually have control of themselves. I guess that's what makes you a little baby, right? That you don't have control over yourself? You couldn't even wait until I got home for you to start touching yourself. That's why you need a caregiver. That's why you need mommy, isn't it? Because you can't be trusted with yourself. You're too little. You're too stupid. You're just a dumb itty-bitty baby. Look at you. Look at how you're pillow humping. It's so cute, and it's so funny. So entertaining for mommy to watch you be so, so shameless. Have you no dignity? I don't think you do. I think your dignity left the second I entered the room. Or maybe even sooner than that. When you inched your hand down into your pants and started touching yourself, That's when you lost all self-respect, isn't it? That's okay. That's more than okay. That's encouraged. Babies, they don't need that type of thing. They don't need to think like that. What they need is to be taken care of. What they need is to be reminded of their place. And your place, it's being babied. You're not big enough to handle the things mommy does. You're so small. You're so weak. Let mommy take care of you. If it was up to you, you would probably be touching yourself all day, wouldn't you, baby? It just feels so good. You couldn't help yourself because you're so dumb. You would just keep doing whatever felt so fucking good to you. And it would be cute at first, but then probably after the first hour it would start to get painful, but you wouldn't stop, would you? No. No, because you know that eventually it's going to feel good. It has to feel good because it felt good earlier. So why would something that felt so good earlier stop feeling good all of a sudden? That train of thought, that is something that a little itty-bitty thing would think. Something, well, someone like you. You're too small, baby. That's why you need mommy. That's why mommy's here to take care of you and guide you. That's why you're pillow humping right now. I mean, nobody like mommy would ever be caught pillow humping. We have toys for that. We have hands. We have little ones like you. But you, my little itty bitty baby, you have to pillow hump. That's what you get. Yeah, I know. It makes you feel so sad, doesn't it? Because you could be feeling mommy's hands or mommy's mouth, maybe even mommy's cunt. And yet, here you are, fucking your pillow, just like an animal in heat. It would be cute if it wasn't so pathetic. That's it, baby. Keep working those hips. Mommy didn't say to stop. Mommy wants you to keep going, in fact. I'm enjoying the view. Making you do something so degrading, so humiliating. I mean, I haven't gotten off like that since high school. It really does speak volumes about how pathetic you are. How lowly you are. Oh, that's it, baby. Come on, really work those hips. Pretend that's mommy's thigh. Wouldn't that feel so much better if you were grinding against mommy's thigh? Or maybe mommy's boots? Or maybe against mommy's chest or something? I know how much you love my big titties. But that's not what you get right now. What you get is to be a little pantless baby who is humping their pillow because they're so desperate. But they aren't allowed to use their hands. Now you don't deserve to use your hands. Good little ones get to use their hands. They get to have help when they're trying to come, but you? You are naughty. You didn't ask permission. Therefore, you're bad. Mommy doesn't like when her little one is bad. That's why I have to punish you. Rectify this behavior right away, because how else are you going to learn? You're too little to learn from mistakes 5 minutes from now. Let's be real. You're too stupid for that. You're just a dumb little baby, aren't you? If I told you to stick out your tongue and let all the drool fall down, you would. But I'm not telling you to do that. Don't do that. The last thing I want is for you to have a wet pillow covered in your drool and your cum. All those juices coming out of you. It's going to be such a fun night for you. It's going to be so torturously long. Remember, this isn't just punishment, this is punishment. It feels good now, and then you're gonna have to pay for it later. It'll be good for you, though. It'll be really good for you to learn from your behavior. I'm sure you won't be touching yourself without mommy's permission for a very long time after this. What do you think? Go on. Say it. Say, I won't touch myself without mommy's permission. I didn't hear you. Say it again. Oh, come on, you can be louder than that. Really say it. Scream it if you have to, baby. That's good. That's a lot better. I don't want you forgetting this lesson anytime soon, so maybe I should just keep hammering these ideas in your head. You know, the ideas of I don't touch myself without mommy's permission. I don't come without mommy's permission. I don't do anything without mommy's permission because I am just an itty bitty baby. I'm a dumb little thing. I can't think for myself. I'm too stupid. I just need to keep telling you that, reminding you. Because look at you. Look at how fucking sad you are right now. So shamelessly humping that pillow like it's the best thing on earth. Does it feel better than mommy? Does it feel better than toys on your hands? I'm sure it does because mommy's directing you on what to do. Mommy's watching you just really go to town on that pillow after being so fucking dirty earlier. You should be thanking me. After all, I could have easily just tied your hands behind your back and let you sit here and wait. Have you tried to figure out exactly how to get off? And if I had caught you and you had figured out how to do it with your hands behind your back, well, then I would have just had to immobilize you completely. Really make you a helpless little baby. Would you like that? You want to be a helpless little baby for mommy? One that can't even move on your own? Oh, you would be so adorable. I could even put a little pacifier gag in your mouth, couldn't I? You wouldn't be able to talk or speak or walk on your own. Completely dependent on mommy. Just how a good little one should be. But I was nice and I settled for this because I decided that you could have a little bit of control. Don't disappoint me. But I know you're not going to. I do know you're not going to. Because you haven't disappointed me yet, have you, little one? No, you haven't disappointed me yet. You've only made me upset. That's why you're being punished like this. That's why you're humping your pillow and not feeling mommy's touch against you, making you feel good. Mommy would love to be the one making you come. I really would. But you don't deserve it. If I were to bend down and help you out right now, well, you would never learn your lesson, would you? No, you wouldn't, baby. All you would think about is if I touch myself, I'm gonna hump my pillow for a little bit, and then mommy's gonna help me get off. That's not really a punishment, is it? No, this is a punishment. Because you know, after working so hard to get yourself off, after working so hard to come, you're gonna have to deal with the mess. You're gonna have to smell it all night long. It's gonna just fill your nostrils and you won't be able to forget. It's gonna make you so fucking horny. Oh, it's gonna be such a torture for you not to touch yourself, isn't it? Oh, this is gonna be so much fun for me. Oh, it's gonna be a very interesting night for you, let's be honest. I know you have so little self-control. I don't expect much from you, little one. I really don't. I would be surprised if you made it 2 hours without touching yourself. Oh, that's it. Come on. Buck your hips faster than that for me. Good. Good. That's it, baby. Doing so good for mommy. Maybe you can be back in my good graces by the end of tonight, huh? Keep that up. Oh, yeah, that's it. Come on, keep it up. Yeah, so good. So good for mommy. Look at you. So adorable. You're even more cute when you're desperate, when you're needy. How much do you want mommy's touch right now? How much do you just want to feel my hand on your cheek, under your chin, caressing your neck, dancing over your chest, down your torso? Slowly getting lower and lower until my hands finally touch you. How badly do you want that? Oh, it's a shame because you don't get that. Good babies get that. But you're not a good baby, you were bad. You were filthy. You were naughty. And now? Now you're pathetic. Now you're trying to get back in my good graces by being a shameless little slut. By humping that pillow like I told you to. Really? Where did your integrity go? Oh, that's right. You never had it. You never needed it because you're just an itty-bitty little thing. No brain up there. It's too small. You're too stupid and too weak. That's why you have mommy. That's why you need mommy, isn't it, baby? Oh, that's it. Good. So good for me, little one. So good for mommy, baby. Come on. I want to see you come. Can you do that for me? Come on, be good for me. Show me you can be good and listen. Get back in my good graces. Come for mommy, baby. So good for me, little one. Come for me. I want to see you orgasm. Come on, be good. You don't want to disappoint me twice in one day, do you? Oh, that's it. Oh, so good for me. Yeah, that's a good little baby for mommy coming all over their pillow. Ugh, so fucking messy. All right, baby. Why don't you stand up and I'll get you cleaned up, huh?